And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. New York's new mayor, socialist Zohran Mamdani, is furious that the Trump administration removed the Rainbow Pride flag from the Stonewall National Monument. And for those of you who might need a history refresher, Stonewall was a filthy mafia-run bar where sexual deviants famously threw bricks at police during a raid. Trump's order simply says federal properties can fly the American flag and certain military flags. That's it. Speaking of activism crossing legal lines, former CNN host Don Lemon hired a former federal prosecutor to defend him against charges stemming from an anti-ICE church invasion last month. Lemon filmed the protesters as they stormed into City's church in St. Paul during services, disrupting worship to the point that parishioners just left. He's now facing conspiracy charges and FACE Act violations. His new attorney, a prosecutor who literally just resigned from the same office charging Lemon. This fits perfectly with a new report warning that woke lawfare has become the left's latest weapon to bypass democracy entirely. The Alliance for Consumers documents how activist networks use strategic litigation to impose sweeping policy changes they can't win through elections. Settlement agreements now mandate comprehensive DEI programs, permanent monitoring, and industry-wide reforms that no legislature ever approved. Yeah, when persuasion fails, they turn to courts. It's governance by lawsuits. And out in Colorado, Democrats have introduced a bill that would make the state the first to fully legalize prostitution. Senate Bill 97 would repeal all penalties and allow soliciting for prostitution, keeping a place of prostitution, and patronizing a prostitute. Colorado already ranked 13th nationally with 88 human trafficking cases last year. Preliminary data shows 110 cases in 2025. The district attorney calls the bill disgraceful, noting that human trafficking is inseparable from violent crime and organized criminal networks. Across the pond, the UK's Department of Education just released draft guidance that waters down protections for gender-confused children. While the 201-page document states schools must not allow pupils into toilets, changing rooms, or boarding and residential accommodation designated for the opposite sex, it leaves the door open for social transition of children as young as 4 in primary schools. Some better news coming from Canada. Catholic bishops are supporting a conservative bill that would ban extending euthanasia to those with mental illness. The Canadian Conference of Catholic Bishops called on the government to allow free conscious voting of Bill C-218, which would repeal the planned 2027 expansion. Well, at least someone's willing to stand for life. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at FortisInstitute.org. You can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.